In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." Nathanael said to him, "Whence do you know me?" "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael said, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, you believe? You shall see greater things than these." Verily, verily, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Thank you.